Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Today I am welcoming Michelle Peremski back to Bagels and Blessings. It's been a few years since I've had her on the program, and she's got some really important things to talk about with us, so I know you're going to really enjoy the program today. Stay with me, and I'll be right back. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at our new location at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you're in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. Now open on Wednesdays from 3 to 5, Thursdays from 2 to 5, and Saturdays after services up till 1 o'clock p.m. You can call the Fig Tree Bookstore at 585-484-7775. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit the congregational building. This is the year of the Lord's favor. Here's Deborah Kleinian-Turno. Thank you.
Shalom. This is Deborah Klein Iantorno.
And Vince Iantorno.
And you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Yes, indeed. That was a great song from Deborah Klein and Vince Iantorno. And I hope that you are feeling well. Remember, there are always things you can thank the Lord for. Please remember to count your blessings. This is Ethel Chadwick. I'm so glad you're listening to the program today. In a little while, you'll hear another interview I did with Michelle Paremski. She is a woman who knows what it means to have grief, and she wants other people to be helped. She's written a book. She has quite a ministry of helping people grieve when they have a loss of a loved one. Corey Bell is someone that knows about grief. She lost her son, Bo, when he died in his sleep a few years ago. Bo also suffered from schizophrenia. And Corey has written a beautiful song called I'm Still Here. I think you're going to really like it.
These voices in my head say things I've never said, turn whispers into prayers. My pillow holds my tears. I'm bound by endless fears. Please take my heart and see. Between these hollow walls, I look into the mirror. I don't see me at all. Afraid the world will see a weak and broken me, this battle in my head. I'm standing in the dark. I need a way to start. Please take my mind. Yeah.
Again, that was a beautiful song from Corey Bell and Lev Shalhoub. And my heart goes out to anyone listening to the program who has suffered a loss. Maybe it was your spouse, maybe it was a parent, grandparent, a sibling, or in Corey's case, a child. May the Lord strengthen you and comfort you. And there's not much else I can say. It's a very hard thing to talk about, but you're really going to like what Michelle shares. And there was so much information that I decided to break up the interview into two parts. So today you're going to hear part one, and then you're going to hear part two next week. I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. 585-889-7840. Next up here is Ancient Gates from Avner and Rachel Bosky. This is Ethel Chadwick, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
lift up your heads, O everlasting gates, and let the King come in, let the King come in. Lift up your heads, O everlasting gates, and let the King come in, let the King come in. Do you know the name of His Son, or the wonders He has done? Do you know the name of His Son, Yeshua?
Listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person, Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. at our new location, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
Stay tuned for a really exciting interview with Michelle Paremski. She's going to share with you some tips on how to deal with loss. She is experienced in grieving for the loss of a loved one, and she wants to share what she's learned with you. In the meantime, Paul Wilbur has just released a new arrangement of the song Praise Adonai, and I'm going to share it with you right now.
Who is like Him, the Lion and the Lamb, seated on His throne? Mountains bow down, every ocean roars to the Lord of hosts. Praise Adonai, from the rising of the sun to the end of every day. Praise Adonai, all the nations of the earth, all the angels and the saints. Thank you.
And now here's part one of my interview with Michelle Paremski. And be sure to tune in next week for part two and the rest of the story. Michelle Paremski, welcome back to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you so much for having me, Ethel. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, it's been a few years, and I remember meeting you, and you made quite an impression on me. And I know things happened in your life that you did not expect, but God used it for His glory. So for those that didn't hear the first interview, can you share a little bit about the traumatic events that happened in your life and how God used them for your book?
Well, yes, of course. Tragically, I lost my husband to suicide when I was 7 months pregnant with my second daughter, and my first daughter was 2 and 9 months old. And in the span of 5 months and 1 week, I lost my husband. 2 months later, I gave birth to my daughter. And then 3 months after her birth, well, 3 months and 1 week, my mother passed away from breast cancer.
Oh, my goodness.
And I just thought, God, what are you doing? Like, just stick a fork in me. I am done. I was emotionally shredded, decimated inside. And I remember just thinking, how am I going to do this? And because I had been trained, part of what really helped me was because I had been trained as a missionary through Youth with a Mission, I knew that even though, honestly, I was livid with God, I was livid that this kind of pain was happening in my life, but I also knew that Yeshua was the safest place to be, and there was no way I was going to leave. And so I continued to lean in. I continued to trust the Lord and sometimes rail at Him. And I remember there was this one moment when I was like 8 months pregnant and I just stomped my foot. I was alone in the house for a minute and I was like, if you want to be my heavenly husband, fine. I'm giving you the stink eye, because I was so upset. And yet the Lord is enough to handle our pain. And literally, Ethel, my heart physically hurt for 3 years. And I wondered, how is God able to take this physical pain out of my heart? And He did in a moment. In a moment, He healed me. But it took time, and I think that the grief was transformational. I believe now that grief, if we allow it, helps to transform us into everything that we're intended to be. I don't think that God is thinking, how much can I hurt you? I don't understand entirely the economy of this world, but I do know that, like C.S. Lewis says, pain is God's megaphone to a dying world. And we sometimes get to be that megaphone. But just like many biblical characters, when God called them to serve, He didn't call them and then the next day they were serving. There was a training period. And in each of our lives, if we allow God to utilize the pain to transform us into the most purposeful, most present, most compassionate version of ourselves, then the next chapter of our lives become this unbelievable God adventure.
Wow.
And you couldn't have that without the reason I'm talking to you is because we went through unspeakable pain. And then when we shepherd our pain well, it becomes that megaphone, because every 100% of people deal with pain. And it's the way that we shepherd our pain. It becomes our most precious commodity, because everyone wonders, how can I deal with excruciating, unspeakable loss? Because we all deal with it. And if we can come out the other side and also say, There is life. There is hope. God is actually real. Yeshua and his presence in my life is unmistakable. Then that's the power of transformation, and that's the power of hope.
That is truly amazing. And before we actually get into your book and your ministry and how God's been using you, I have to say it really is truly a God thing that you didn't just bury your head in the sand and hide your head in your blankets and pillows and just stay in bed forever. I mean, it's truly a miracle that you were able to come through to the other side, because it had to be just horrible.
And thank you. And it is a miracle. It's also a miracle that I was pregnant. And it was a miracle that I had a small child, because I literally wanted to die. And the U.S. Office of Vital Statistics says that there's a 60% higher incidence of suicide in surviving spouses after the loss of a spouse.
Wow.
And I wanted to be one of those statistics. And I remember that I was probably at that point 8 months pregnant with Sophie. And I woke up one morning, and the night before, it was like my job to cry. And I could cry for like 10 hours a day. And friends of mine had invited me to Texas. They had a little horse farm. And they were in the news, and they were just an awesome family, believing family. And they were really okay with grief. And I would just cry and watch a movie and cry and eat some dinner and cry. And they invited me and my cousin and my poodle and Ari and my very pregnant self, Ari, my little one. And we just stayed there for like 10 days, and they just served me and loved on me. And I would like cry with their horses, which by the way is really useful. And I would just cry. And I remember the night before, I was really struggling with like, God, I just want to go to heaven. Like, I just want to be with you. And I knew I couldn't go, because I had a toddler in this world, and I had a baby inside of me. So either way, I was going to really, really wound someone outside, or I was going to kill someone inside, aside from myself. And I knew I couldn't. And I remember this, there's a psalm, and at the moment I can't remember the exact address of it, but it is, I knew I would believe that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And there was that morning, early in the morning, that psalm was booming through my head. You know, wait, I knew I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be of good courage and wait, I say, on the Lord. And I felt like the Lord was saying in my heart, I need you to remain in the land of the living.
Oh, wow.
I need you to remain in the land of the living. And you know why? For this moment right here, aside first for my children, first for my family, and then also for God's purpose in my life, and then this moment right here, which I didn't know was going to happen. I'm almost 15 years out. And in that, those first moments of loss, or those first days, or months, or even years, it just feels directionless. It feels like God abandoned. And it's just the condition of this world that there is loss. And that's why Yeshua had to come and die for our sins, because of this incredible pain and this feeling of separation from God and our loved ones. And when we ask Yeshua into our heart, his greatest gift of all is the courage, like the courage of Hanukkah and what we celebrate during Christmas, which is the gift of life. That is all wrapped up in the Prince of Peace, in the God with us, Messiah.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Michelle, I just know so many people in the last year or two that have lost spouses, and some of them are not doing very well. What advice do you have for them? How can they get over this? And what should they do to help their faith?
Well, I can share a few tips that were very helpful to me. And then, of course, I wrote a book called 180 Your Life from Tragedy to Triumph, A Woman's Grief Guide. But frankly, men have used it too, and with great success. So if you go to audible.com, you can listen to me read that book to you for 13 hours.
Such a deal.
And it's like, you know, I don't know, $15 a month or $7 to buy the book one time. But if you've never signed up for Audible, the book will be free. So if you just type in 180 Your Life, that will pull up my book and you will have the strategies. You know, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. There is a path through loss that is very purposeful. And before I give you my tips, I just want to share this very quickly, because I was really depressed for like, I don't know, a year and a half. I mean, what am I saying? Like 4.5 years. And I feel like it's that journey that the Israelites took through the wilderness. You know, it really was supposed to be like a 3-week foot journey, right, through the wilderness. But because of complaining, because of confusion and anger, it took 40 years. We don't want to do that with loss. Yes, there. I get it. There is anger. There's frustration. There's feeling of abandonment. And as we lean into the Lord, you put your body where it belongs and your heart and mind follow. Mm. You put your body where it belongs and your heart and your mind follow. So there, as we make decisions, as we put our body in a position of prayer, as we put our body in these strategies I'm about to share with you, your heart and your mind will follow. Your body's going to be like a toddler throwing a tantrum, and you have to parent it. You must parent this loss and make decisions that eventually you'll feel like doing, but you're not going to feel like it right now. So like the Israelites, and even in that loss, what did they do? They built the first temple, even though it was a tent, right? But God wanted to meet them in that journey. And I believe God wants to meet us in this journey. And eventually we will get to our promised land of purpose. So one, I would really suggest going to Audible and getting my book, or visiting our website, Widow Strong. widowstrong.com. We have our resources there, and it's the book plus the videos. There are videos that pair with every chapter of the book. It's all digital. It's all available. You can buy it on Amazon, the book as well. So this is to say, this is a little taste test. So here are some of the things that really helped me. One, I prayed. And my prayers were really simple. Help. Help me. I might even use my name just in case God was super busy. But you know, like, help me. It's your daughter, Michelle, again. Help. And so I really feel like those simple prayers are so important. I love the process, the Jewish process of prayer through loss. So the 12 months of turning to the Lord through prayer. And at the moment, I'm not remembering, what is it that you call it when you're the prayer of loss? Do you remember?
The Mourner's Kaddish?
Yes, the Kaddish. The Mourner's Kaddish. Let me tell you that 180 Your Life is loosely based on the Mourner's Kaddish, because I have gone with Rabbi Kevin, Beth Hillel. So Rabbi Kevin Solomon was such a help to me in my journey of loss. And I discovered the Mourner's Kaddish, and I said, why do we not have this as believers who aren't Jewish, taking this year to speak life over ourselves? So I would speak life. I would go to Psalms and I would say a psalm. I would go to Proverbs. I would speak out loud Proverbs over myself. So turning to the word, turning to prayer, journaling. You know, I really wasn't a journaler. I just was like, take your ya-ya journal. And I can't even with the journal. What I have to say is so painful. And then God's so funny because basically my book, I had to journal a lot. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so helpful. So having a quiet time where you might say, I am so angry with you right now, God. And anger is a proper response. It's okay to be angry and work through it, because as we journal what's going on in our hearts, our bodies need to express that grief. It's a friend of mine. She shared with me, Lori Apon, she had 8 children. And she's like, you know, grief is like giving birth. You have to embrace the pain to give birth to the baby. And we have to embrace the pain of loss and stop running from it and take some time with it, you know, because sometimes we want to shop, we want to distract ourselves. But in actuality, we need to sit with it, even if it's just for 15, 20 minutes a day, and pray about it, talk to the Lord about it, write what we're feeling. And then, so we're praying. And then we have a project. And I really think that, one, exercise. Your brain, helping your brain get through a traumatic loss can take up to 20 months. Your body and your brain. Just, it can take up to 20 months. So what you need is to exercise. When we use bilateral movement, so walking, swimming, biking, running, but it can just be as easy as taking a 15-minute walk. And if you can't take a 15-minute walk right now, build up to it. Take a 5-minute walk. If you're concerned about going outside, maybe get a treadmill or get a stationary bike. But your body needs to move. And the brain, think of it like a wood chipper. My friend, Pastor Ron Wien, would say, who's a grief clinician and a pastor, your brain is like a wood chipper, and grief is like a log, and it gets jammed in there. And so what we need to do is, if we walk or if we use bilateral movement as a practice through loss, it helps to dislodge the log of loss and help to chip it and mulch it down into something that is purposeful. So prayer, now a project, and in that project, you're gonna incorporate bilateral movement, which means walking, biking, swimming, or running. And then another part of that project is to help others. When we help others, there's an exercise high, an endorphin high, but then there's also a helper's high. Yeshua says it's better to give than to receive. And actually, there's scientific background to say that our bodies actually respond better when we give than when we receive. So, for example, yesterday, December 5th, is my late husband's birthday. And what I do, my first iterations, now this is talking about like during the holidays, you may have a special day that is really sensitive and you're missing your loved one. How do you empower that space? One of the ways of empowering that space or that emotional space is to give back. By giving back, you're activating your positive endorphins in your body, and you're helping to shift focus, shift your perspective. So like for Jason's birthday, I started just blessing my daughters. So I would plan or actually ask the Lord about having a wonderful day, and then we would go and do a wonderful day together. And now it's like our little game where I'm like, okay, Yeshua, like, what are we going to do on Jason's birthday? And he totally blew my socks off with tickets to the Nutcracker yesterday for free from a friend. Aww. And so, you know, and I'm going to tell you about amazing verses about widowhood and how God comforts the brokenhearted. And he really is very, very present as a heavenly husband. And I can attest blessed because I'm almost 15 years out. April 2nd will be 15 years as a widowed mom raising children from littles and having a ministry to widows. Well, so I have to trust God all the time
for practical things. I'm going to stop you here. And I'm speaking with Michelle Paremski, and we are going to pick this up again in next week's program. And so I am going to make a short stop right now, and we're going to continue.
And that was part one with Michelle Paremski. Be sure to tune in next week for part two as Michelle continues to share her tips on how to live with loss and how to grieve and how to let God help you through a dark time. And so now we're going to listen to more music. This is Ethel Chadwick, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Oh, daughters of Zion. Oh, Abraham's sons, hear the words of your father. Hear his promise of love. I will make you a blessing. So count the stars if you can. You will be a great nation. I will give you this land. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take you. Though you've wandered like strangers to the ends of the earth, I will send you a savior. I will finish my work. You have no other shepherd. You have no other Lord. Green pastures are waiting in Zion once more. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take you away. Once I gather you under my wings, I will bring you all back home. So we pray for the peace. We look to the east, for the sun rises sudden and fierce. Every prophet and priest and king in the city. We have pierced. But don't fear, oh my daughters, O sons of Abraham. I will wash you with water. I will offer the lamb. Though your sins were like scarlet, they'll be whiter than snow. I have always been with you. I will never let go. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, oh my children. Nothing on earth that could take you away. I will gather.
That was Aaron Schust, and you can find that recording on Joshua Aaron CD live at the Tower of David. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. Next, here's Sue Samuel.
Shalom, this is Sue Samuel, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
And now here's Becca Shea, Havana, or shall we call it Hosanna?
Hosanna, Hosanna, all of my heart is crying, Hosanna, Hosanna. He's coming back soon, we need him more than ever. All of my heart is crying, Hosanna. He's raising up a standard. Hosanna, Hosanna.
We need to wake up, acknowledge his presence when he comes in.
And hear what he's saying, cause there's a message. That's right, we need the
truth. We're doing forever in our midnight.
Your race is up
and
to you.
And Abba says he's gonna help us win it.
He got me feeling like,
tell him I love him so.
Hosanna, na, na.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.